This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. All but two of Colorado's congressional delegation voted to raise the debt limit and avoid default. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
All Colorado Democrats and Republican Doug Lamborn voted yes for the Fiscal Responsibility Act. This was the first time freshman Brittany Pedersen had to deal with a debt ceiling fight. She says she's frustrated with the dysfunction in D.C.
People back in Colorado and in the 7th District, they care about making sure that we have a functioning government, that we're not holding our economy hostage, playing partisan games.
Republican Ken Buck was the lone no vote of the delegation. Western Slope Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, who said she'd vote no, ended up missing the vote. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Senate is expected to vote on the measure tonight. Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper are expected to vote yes. Kaiser Permanente has pledged as much as $10 million to Denver Health as it faces financial headwinds. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
The new funds from Kaiser Permanente will help the state's flagship safety net hospital, Denver Health, with vital services. That includes access to primary and specialty care for those who can't pay. Kaiser Permanente will fund a $5 million grant now. Another $5 million will come as a matching donation. Denver Health cares for nearly 30% of Denver's population annually. It provides the highest percentage of care to uninsured patients of any Denver area hospital. In 2022, it provided $120 million in uncompensated care to the community. I'm John Daly, CPR News.